Lesson 1, Introduction to Chinese Language. Mandarin is the official language of the People's Republic of China. It is the dialect spoken in the capital, Beijing. It is taught in all schools and is used for television and broadcast. Almost the entire population understands Mandarin. The language taught in pre-service training, PST, is Mandarin. Chinese is a language with a large number of words with the same pronunciation but a different meaning. What distinguishes these homophones is their tonal quality, the rising or lowering of pitch on certain syllables. Mandarin has four tones: high, rising, falling rising, and falling, plus a fifth neutral tone. To illustrate, look at the word ma, which has four different meanings according to tone.
Hi, ma, mother. Rising, ma, him or nam. Falling, rising, ma, horse. Falling, ma, to scold or swear.
Writing system. Chinese is not a phonetic language, and the characters do not bear any resemblance to actual pronunciation. Chinese is often referred to as a language of pictographs. There are about 56,000 characters, but the vast majority of these are archaic. It is commonly felt that a well-educated contemporary Chinese might know and use between 6,000 and 8,000 characters. To read a Chinese newspaper, you will need to know 2,000 to 3,000, but 1,200 to 1,500 would be enough to get the gist. Each Chinese character represents a spoken syllable, so many people declare that Chinese is a monosyllabic language. Actually, it's more a case of having a monosyllabic writing system. While the building block of the Chinese language is indeed the monosyllabic Chinese character, Chinese words are usually a combination of two or more characters. You could think of Chinese words as being compounds. Phonetic system, pinyin. In 1958, China adopted a system of writing their language using the Roman alphabet. It's known as pinyin. It is used in this course. Grammar. Chinese grammar is much simpler than that of European languages. There are no articles such as a or the, no tenses, and no plurals. The basic point to bear in mind is that, like English, Chinese word order is subject, verb, object. In other words, a basic English sentence like I, the subject, love, verb, you, the object, is constructed in exactly the same way in Chinese.